would you like to know more? Would you like to know more?
Welcome to the Warmaster Podcast, episode 76, with Paul and Barry.
Hi, listeners, and today's episode is titled, Could 2018 Be THE Breakout Year for Warmaster?
So you can tell I've been watching YouTube videos. It's always this clickbait shit, isn't it? It's always like, could it be...
The breakout year. So a game that GW stopped supporting 5 years ago, in any form.
Oh,
2012?
I don't know.
Probably.
The game's 17 years old.
Yeah, and this is the year it breaks out.
The re-breakout.
Like re-breakout.
It can't be the breakout year, because that was 2000, I guess.
But... yeah, when it didn't exist, and it existed. That's probably the breakout year.
That's it. So, but can it re-breakout? I think there's a we're on the cusp of maybe greatness as a game.
Well, that's a lovely thought.
Well, you never know. Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's more happening in the UK than ever.
Mm. Yes, so we are recording our traditional methods here, because I'll let Barry give you his excuses.
I don't have any excuses. I don't know. I'm old, getting old, getting frail.
Whatever.
So we were meant to record last night. We're not, so now we're recording today in the day. I managed to ditch the kids for a couple of hours.
Yep.
So that's nice. So
right.
It's Wednesday lunchtime.
Take the opportunity we have. Yes, it's Wednesday lunchtime.
And then we get straight stuck into Paul's world.
Mm.
It's only been a week, I think.
The
last time we recorded was the Saturday when we were at the event.
Yeah, okay.
So you got 2 weeks.
So, what am I doing?
What are we doing? I'm keeping it under 20 minutes, fella.
Yeah,
20 minutes.
No, I'll just keep it still. I mean, I played a game of Warmaster.
Was it good?
Against Phil Vestry. Yes, it was very good. And I'm trying to decide what I'm going to use for the singles that is coming in November the 11th, isn't it? Yeah, for the Tri-Wiz over, which army I'll use. At the moment...
So what was Phil using? What did you
use? He used Empire, because I know him from Warhammer days.
Right.
He'd always play Empire then.
Yeah.
And he's got himself a Empire army, but I brought mine along because it was all finished. So he used the list that I used at the team event.
Yeah.
And I used my vampire counts.
Did you see its weakness then?
Well,
when you were playing against it.
No, I didn't really exploit it as well as I suppose I could. But our main talk. I'll talk about the game now. So yeah, basically. I'm thinking of using vampire counts for the singles because I just like them. I don't know. I like the fact that they're undead, mass undead.
Yeah.
You know, like you're not swayed by Tomb Kings down another rabbit hole of trying to play the army with something they're not. They're like, this has a lot of undead in it. A lot of infantry undead.
Shit. Like Skaven.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Shitter. Shitter
but
Skaven.
It's undead. And there's a lot to be said about them. So I put down a list against him, which was, I have tweaked already since then. So
How many ghouls?
Two units of ghouls. Yeah. So it used 6 units of zombies, 4 skeletons, 2 ghouls, 4 graveguard, 2 ethereal hosts, 2 fell bats, 2 dire wolves, 4 black knights, and I had a vampire lord, a general, 2 heroes, 1 I mounted on a winged nightmare, and 2 necromancers. So the break point was 13. But I've already played with... we're looking at that, and like on the table, I was like, what I want is some more skeletons. So I've dropped one of the fellback units and putting another 2 units of skeletons instead, and another 5-point sword will go.
So fellbats, are they harpies? Or
well,
they...
they're long. Yeah,
yeah
they're
yeah,
undead
yeah.
harpies, basically. And I'm just like, what do these do? Like,
die.
When I looked at the shooting, like the brigade of shooting, because he listens to the podcast, so he formed the army in the brigades that I'd used.
Yeah,
and I was like, the fellbats will not survive. Even average dice, a frontal charge. Like, they'll be shot at.
Not they're engaging too much.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, they can't do that. They can't charge an initiative because they ain't got any because they're undead. It's like, what...
You just pump behind
and one unit's good enough for that. Yeah, like, it's... Because you've got raised
dead. Raised dead, you don't even need them.
What do these do?
They don't do anything.
So I think one unit's fine. Just to, like, move over, like, hoovering characters up.
Yep, as you can do that.
So that's it. But yeah, at the moment, unless I have a massive change of heart, I'll use them in the Tri-Wiz singles.
That's good. If you use them, then I'll borrow some halberdiers. And I'll have my 8 halberdier build.
Well, you can definitely use Empire, because I wouldn't be using Empire for it.
Well, I've got a I've got a painted Empire army. I just don't have enough halberdiers because I want two full brigades.
Mm. So I played him. Anyway, he's bought a ticket for the January event. And he's welcome to obviously use the my empire if he doesn't get his empire finished. But he was very, but he's very keen in the game. He loved the game, okay. You know, like, and was, you know, and we just got to rank, find time that he can have another go, have another crack. And we played at 40k. That was the thing. We went because he lives close to Colchester, so we played at 40k. 40k was rammed on a Friday night, full of people playing 40k. But that's the thing is by us playing there. You do get attention from others.
Well, what did the games look like?
It did not look good.
Shit. No. This is what I'm doing. I mean, I'm still in the little fish pond, mate. Coming out into the big rivers and seas.
I mean, I saw several games where, like, they were one player was definitely pissed off with the other player because of
what
lists,
sick bucket?
Because of rock paper scissors kind of list, you know, like one guy was totally, you know, that looked awful, like so his Grey Knight army was trying to get close to an Imperial Guard like artillery gun line and just couldn't get near it and just got diced off the table. And it's just like, well, you know, sadly, you can do it. And it's so much so that I've decided, I mean,
you're going to get rid of your tank company, aren't you?
No. But it's like, I didn't pay for it, did I? I borrowed it.
Well, that's what I'm saying, yeah.
So, it's still underneath there. Look, okay. There it is. Like, Ooh. So, see, Barry's interested. So this is
Clark, he's got an airbrush.
Yeah, yeah, he does. And that's about as quick as painting as he will do. Like,
there's three colours on it, barely.
Three colours minimum. Totally game legal. Yeah. So,
I mean, one of them is the black undercoat.
Yeah, well.
One of them's a white camo spray.
Black's a colour. Black's the absence of colour.
And then you've got a little bit of a bolt gun metal on the tracks and the guns. That's it. Boom.
Yeah, we're not talking
hit
about
the table.
It. Anyway, you're covering up what we're going to talk about.
I'm sorry,
so,
okay.
Yeah. And as I looked at that, and it was that reaction going on, I saw several times. Where I was just like, well, I dropped out of backed off the 40k event. I was thinking of joy. I was thinking
of
playing it.
Did you? And then you gave back the tank company because they're not Gene Steeler.
They are. You know what? Like an FAQ's come out, and Gene Steeler Colt Lehman Russes are now the same rules as Imperial Guard ones.
So you don't have to take.
I don't have to
Guard.
Like. I don't have to take Imperial Guard now.
That'd be nice.
Yeah.
You'd have a clear conscience.
Yeah. Well. Yeah. But it's totally the same list.
You know, once you start tipping your toe in the water, saying, "Oh, I'll build a tournament list," and then somebody else has to build a tournament list to play your tournament list, then the game's gone to shit, mate.
Yeah. Exactly. I mean, but I have been enjoying painting the Marines actually because I don't know. Maybe it's just because they're easy to paint. Yeah, I don't know.
And what colour are you painting them?
Blue.
Maybe it's because you're painting blue. You're like,
I don't know.
You just feel at home.
Yeah.
I'm home now, painting blue.
Yeah, I just like painting them. It's weird. Anyway, something else that's interesting is the Horus Heresy stuff. A fan online has made an 8th edition rule set for them. So, you know, Horus Heresy was in the previous edition of 40k.
No.
Oh, and it was.
Was this 30k?
30k.
Oh, right. Yeah,
A fan's made it into 8th ed.
Has he?
Yeah. Me and Eric are going to try it tomorrow. Okay. Which is quite cool.
What's dead may never die?
Well, no, it's in, like, because it's a better rule set, I think, definitely. You know, and because the last time me and Eric played Horus Heresy, it was hard to play. You know, and. Trying to hold in your head two rule sets for essentially the same game is difficult, it's complicated.
Yeah.
But. And this guy who's done a good job, he's like copied. See those big, those red heresy books up on the shelf there.
Mm-hmm.
He's taken that format and just reworked it into 8th ed rules.
Well done, sir. Well done, him.
And it looks fine. And I got it printed down the university printing shop and for dirt cheap, and got Eric his one. And there we go. So we'll be trying that tomorrow. Anyway, so that's what I've been up to. I'm going to play in a War Machine event. On Sunday, but it's not easy. It's not easy to play War Machine events now, is it?
I don't know. I haven't played it.
Well,
a while.
I'm just saying, it's like
I haven't run one for a while.
It's like yo, I had a couple of lists, but my app said it needed an updating, and now it's deleted my lists. And I'm like,
I've heard some war room issues.
And it's like, well, that's great. I'm going to play. I mean, I'm not up to date with current meta and things, but I have known that with one of my lists, some of the rules have changed. So I've printed off the cards online, and like it's not easy. I don't know, Privateer Press is struggling, isn't it? I've heard that they're not going to sell their big models are only going to be direct sales and stuff in the UK. You know, like,
I'm sure you could get a Stormwall, but I'm not sure about some
Minion. But it's already stocked. But anything, like, say something new, that big Minion Gargantuan, you're only going to see that as direct sale. Like,
but you can't have direct sale from America to here. Because it'll cost you, like, £180.
It's going
to
be
an import and stuff.
Exactly. And it's like, this company's having problems, isn't it?
Well, I think the problem is that they didn't play test their game. We've said it many times, but the bigger problem is they can't make the game stable. They've gone into this stupid development cycle where you go out of a game for like 3 months, you come back and the game's changed again. It's like, I can't keep up with this, mate.
It's like,
it's not a full-time job, it's just a hobby.
So with Signar, the faction I have, there's four theme lists out at the moment, and you're just incentivized to play those theme lists, really.
Well, you always were. I never liked theme lists.
Well, I'm just saying, it's just like, I'm taking, obviously, my two lists on Sunday.
What's it, Gunmetal and Trenchers?
No. I'm taking the heavy metal list and the lightning list. You know, like, Nemo and his scientists.
Right.
And I'm going to try Striker 1 with Warjacks. You know,
They didn't exist, these theme lists, back in Mark 1.
They shouldn't. But they do exist.
But they never really existed, and it was fantastic, and you just took models.
Well, I wish it was the case, Barry, but you can't uninvent. You can't uninvent stuff.
But people like fluff or spam or whatever you want to call it. People like the ability to just go, I'm going to... Normally the character limits two of this, but I'm going to take this theme list and take fucking 20 of them and turn the game into rock, paper, scissors. And you go like... Oh.
I mean, when the game is started, like, if this is all preamble stuff to begin the game, it's like what you bring to the table. When it starts, it's still, to me, a very good tournament game, but it's not to the casual player, which is what I am now, War Machine. It's not easy to get to the table anymore.
You're not casual, mate. The learning curve was always ridiculous, and now the learning curve is hard even for established players who've slipped.
Yeah.
So it's like. Jesus, man, who are you appealing to now? You're talking to about four people in the world.
Other things, I now own an Albion army over there.
Of course you do.
So
Paul is now the trade Hoover. He's just like this black hole of
trade. It's nice, isn't it? What do you think?
Oh, it's sure. Isn't it? It's bound to be nice.
Yeah, it's lovely.
Yeah, I'm sure it is. Yeah.
So there we go. Albion list, ready to go.
Is that an Orchid Goblin Giant? Why is there an Orchid Goblin Giant up there?
It's the same one that Nav used in his Orc and Goblin.
But it's not an Orc and Goblin.
No, it's a 15mm scale model from a different range.
Oh, okay.
But they're lovely. So the only thing he doesn't have in the list is some generic cavalry, because, well, when you've got chariots, you know...
It's basically old Britain, isn't it?
Yeah, so Celts. So if we play Ancients ever, you know, I could use that as Ancient Celts.
Well, until you see the list building where you need like...
No, maybe not. Then 24, that will be half of the Ancient
24 Celtics. Units of Warband. You were talking about 24 units. 24 units? I'm not paying that.
Yeah.
Right, so go on.
So on my painting table at the moment is I only need to do five models to be fully painted for the thing on Sunday, so I'll quickly do them. And hopefully.
I think the War Machine's going to be brutal, fella.
I know the players, and I'll enjoy playing the game. And then I want to, because I'm going to SteamCon, I want to do my Masons.
To get a new team for Guild Ball.
I've got a case for you in the back of my car.
Very nice. I need to get a new team.
Reminding me. And yeah.
Because I gave up on Fishermen because they don't score enough to compensate for the fact they don't fight. I'd rather have somebody that fights and can score rather than somebody that could score and can't fight.
Tonight, I'm picking up my demons. Roscoe's finished off the demons I gave him, which is...
The
little plague, you know...
Roscoe's painting?
Roscoe painted them. See, he did the chaos up there.
I know, but he doesn't take commission.
No, he doesn't. Well, apart from if I badger him enough. He's doing them. I'll picking them up tonight. I did bid on eBay for a few demon units, but they always go too much money. They don't go beyond the price I'm willing to play.
Beyond the payoff.
But the same thing is, with this next event, with the Allies and Mercs, that would be the perfect thing to go with Chaos, wouldn't it? Some demons and some Chaos.
I'm not sure. Maybe the other way. Some Chaos going with some demons.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, right, so is that it in Paul?
Total War 2 is about tomorrow, has the global campaign update, which is really the release. That the game that you've been waiting for. It's about to go amazing. So that'll come out, and that'll...
We'll make sure we give you 10 minutes next week to talk about...
Oh, mate, it's going to be amazing.
Amazing. Until you find out that Skaven aren't really in it. They're just like,
they are in it.
They're just like...
Mate, you could do... just the possibilities are just
endless.
They call it sandbox. Like, I guess there's a term. It's just like...
Minecraft.
Well, I guess sandbox. So, yeah. Like, the main campaign is totally... They said, this is for real hardcore fans, really, because a turn will take a long time to play because there's so many factions. But if that's what you want, that's the mode.
That's the mode.
Yeah.
Right, what have I been doing in Barryland? Played a couple of games of Magic. Modern. That's all right.
Mm-hmm.
I played Infect again, and I lost against the guy who won with a Blue Steel deck, which I've never heard of
Blue
before.
Steel? Is that like a look you give in a model?
Blue Steel.
Model. Blue Steel.
It's like a mono blue art. It's really good. Really, really good. And cheap, which is unheard of in Magic for a deck to be good and cheap.
Oh, okay.
So, mm-hmm. In Modern. So that was good. Ixalan's still good. There's Dinosaurs versus Pirates with random... Dinosaurs versus Pirates, indeed. And what else have we done? Not much. A bit about Gabe, we'll talk about later. Yeah, that's probably me.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably me. Hope to do... I was going to get a game in tonight, but Mrs. P's late again.
He's supposed to play me last night as well.
Yeah, Mrs. P was late again. Okay, anyway. So what's happening in the world of Chaos Sponsorship? So, Paul, you've probably heard the jingle a few times now.
Yeah.
We spoke to KR. They actually quite like it. So.
That's right, they do.
Damn right. Damn tuning. You're going to hear that now.
Attention. If you need to get your miniatures safely from point A to point B, then get yourself a KR Multicase. KR Multicases come in all manner of different shapes and sizes and have gamer-friendly pricing. So do yourself a favour and get yourself a KR Multicase today. Soft foam, hard cases.
Okay, so we're back, and next thing we're going to talk about is we had a question regarding KR, and as you've just heard the jingle, and then people were, the person was asking, I want to use KR cases, but what do I buy?
Yeah,
you say blah 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 blah, KR multi-case, but what do
so,
I need?
So, using the codes and the information is gathered from the wonderful Sherman. Thank you, Sherman. The case is a KRH. That's the code you would use. It's a smaller tray, is a J3H, and the deeper one is a J5H. So you use two of these J3Hs,
yep.
And one of the J5H. That would do. That case will fit most armies comfortably. I mean, only your like Skaven army is bigger than that. If you're doing
okay, so the KRH is the big.
Is the type of case it is.
It's the big full size case, or the little.
It's
half
a little.
Case.
It's a little half case.
Okay. And then you get one deep foam and two shallow foam.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which is a setup we've been using and fits an army.
Okay, yeah.
But as I say, that's your most army. That's not your horde army.
The problem I have is with Eagles, they take quite a lot of floor space.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they've got wings and stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
So I sometimes use a full-size case and put more foam in it.
Yeah.
If you order whatever case you order, as long as you order from them, you can choose whatever foam you want.
Exactly.
So, mm-hmm. But first, okay. So KRH is the name of the case.
Yep.
J3H is the thinner tray, and J5H is the deeper tray.
Deep tray.
I guess one's 3mm, one's 5mm, if I was guessing.
Yeah, I might say. Mm-hmm.
If you're on the website, it's full. Yeah, okay, excellent. Yep. There we go.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the answer to you, sir. We also emailed that back to you.
Yep.
Thank you, Paul, for dealing with that. Thank you, Sherwin, for your insight.
Yep.
And the next thing on is a UK GT. What in God's earth name is this, sir?
So this is quite random. So I'm just going to open up our...
This is on top of SmogCon, yeah?
Well, it can be.
And the Sterling Games. And the one... All right, okay.
Yeah.
It's going to be a busy year next year.
It's going to be... Is this why it's a breakout year?
The breakout year. That's our main topic. Well, right. Maybe.
I'm just pulling up our page here. There we go. Pages. So basically, there's several things going on, which is...
Well, we're talking about the GT, sir.
Yeah,
GT,
we're talking about...
The one that you're running.
But just highlight, there are several things happening at the moment with regards to Warmaster and our email. First of all, a while ago, I've been contacted to go on an American podcast called Paint All the Minis.
Well, it's a good job he's not coming to speak to me.
Yeah,
maybe pay someone to paint all the minis.
So, but as I understand it, that podcast is essentially a podcast you listen to about hobby stuff that you idea is that while you're painting, it's something you listen to in the background.
Excellent.
Which is mostly what I use podcasts for. Anyway, I've been invited on it, and I think, well, I say we got invited on it, but I've accepted.
It's probably sensible for you to accept that one.
So yeah, and it's only
discuss painting.
It's only a chat about me, who I am, and what Warmaster is. So okay.
And your painting, hopefully.
Yeah, I do paint. Yeah,
particularly blues. lots of blue.
But I'm quite looking forward to it. I mean, it's like no prep needed. It's, you know, if, when the topic is yourself and your favourite thing, it's not exactly
it's hard,
is it? It's hard. So that's happening in November. I'm recording that over Skype at a time that works for both of us. We got contacted. Now there's this event in London called the London Grand Tournament.
Very grand.
Yeah, what that is it's a very big 40k tournament. Okay, which has a website attached to it. The www.lgtpresents.co.uk, and that leads you through to this website for this tournament. And it's very nicely done. Actually, it's very professional, I think, the website, for what it is. Anyway, in the detail that they advertise, they say about them, they're a tournament that's grown over the past number of years, doubling in size essentially every year. And so in 2017, they sold over 200 tickets to 40k, 30k, and spectators alike. It's in a venue in London. They mission now, if they decided, is, well, we're doing really well here. We want to expand it to all GW systems, old and new.
Right.
And we have been contacted to do a Warmaster event there. Right. So we are.
Okay.
The date will be the 19th of May next year, because I'm just going to run it. And what I've said to the guy is I'm meeting him for a beer on tomorrow night, because it being London bound, it's not far away. I'm meeting him in Liverpool Street. And we're just going to chat about stuff. And and I'll explain exactly what Warmaster is, and like, see if we needed help with scenery, this is the kind of scenery we need, that kind of stuff. And we're going to run a 16 player event at the Warmaster Grand Tournament. We'll do it on one day. Hopefully, you get enough players to attract to it and go. But the tickets for this go live on the 1st of November. And before we recorded today, we just finished off the tournament pack for next season. So that will be ready to go. And that's that, really. Yeah.
Okay.
So it's there's
another tournament.
Yeah, but this the invitation to this came out of nowhere. You know, like we got contacted. Like, and but the guy's also trying to contact like guys from the Epic like community. So I connected him to Simon.
Lord of the Rings. What about your fella Oliver?
I don't know.
Yeah,
but I have said that on the day we want to be tabled next to the Epic stuff.
Yeah.
Because we want Epic and Warmaster alongside each other.
Yeah. Well, they should be.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, they're our natural cousins in terms of game systems, aren't they, really? Yeah, like go hand in hand together. And that's really cool. So that'll be our second event. Like, because we've got a date for one in the 6th of January at 40k. The tickets are on sale for that now. So, like, this is roughly, it's actually 5 months later, but it's, it'd roughly be our second event of the year. I've spoke to Jim and Alex, they're both free, so they'll be attending. We just, like, I've said to the guy, we need to get 8 players signed up for it to run, and hopefully we do. And then the cap it at 16. Yeah, so that's 8 tables.
I mean, yeah. Mm-hmm. 16 is reasonable.
Yeah, I mean...
Four rounds in a day. You can do 4 rounds in a day, it's just a bit strong.
It is, and hopefully... I mean, timings will... Like, it will. The next round will start as soon as it's possible to start the next round, that kind of thing. But, it's...
Do you know how much the tickets are, as you
said? Yeah, they are 20 for a single day, but... Which is, like, 10 more than, events kind of a build, right? But this isn't what I'm saying is this is a big column where it's like a convention essentially.
Okay.
Like it's there's a lot going on the day. And if you say like, so on the events there's the London 40k GT, AOS GT, Blood Bowl GT, 40k Narrative, Necromunda campaign. So they're advertising for a game system that hasn't released yet, essentially.
Well, all the very old ones.
London Heresy, which will be 30k, and we're Warmaster. And I think Epic's going to get added into there as well. It's pretty damn good. And if you look at the pictures, all here. It does, which they've got tons of. There's certainly lots going on.
Okay, excellent. All right. Mm-hmm. Good. So, well done,
them. And there could well be an event in February at SteamCon. At BonesCon as well. I'm just waiting to see exactly what time I'm free in February. But at the very least, if I'm going to be attending BonesCon, we could just do a game of War. We're playing Warmaster on that day at BonesCon. Come to this.
It's held in a sports
hall. Yeah, it looks like it's like a big sports hall, and they've got tons of tables set down. I mean, it must be difficult for them as organisers to get to facilitate this many tables, but they've managed it.
Just hire them in is what you do.
Well, and also the scenery to go on the table. I mean, yeah. I imagine they ask players to bring scenery with.
Especially with the that needs a lot of scenery for.
Yeah, I mean, it's
lot of scenery.
Like there's a lot of repeated stuff, but they must have it's difficult. It must be difficult to manage such a thing. But yeah, it'll be a big, huge open sports hall, and there'll be we'll be the indie project, won't we? Compared to what's going on,
okay. I'm sure they'll be happy to have the old school indie scene.
Yeah, well, they are. I mean, it's as I say, and I'm going to meet one of the organisers of it tomorrow, and we're just like face to face, and just chat over a beer in a pub in London, which would be nice.
Okay.
I need you to come pick me up, all right? I got bit by fucking disease, dog.
Okay, so we're back, and our main topic this week is it's about the breakout year for Warmaster. Could 2018 be the breakout year for Warmaster?
I hope so. But I find that quite funny that we're talking about
that. It's clickbait, and it's just a title for a bloody episode. Because Random Toss is this episode's real title. So we've got at least 6 events on next year.
Yeah. We have our own January. We might have one in February, so we can't count that as in a BonesCon. Then there'll be the Triwiz 2 ones, that's 3. There'll be our second one, which is this London GT, that's 4. Scotland,
5.
So we're looking at 5?
No, I think there's another one. Are they not doing one in the Midlands? Is that not
They're talking about it, definitely, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it would be handy if we could get it to 6 UK events. That would be good. I think that's probably as many as I could commit to on a regular 6 events a year.
Yeah, completely. I mean, we just listed 5 definites, but with upwards of query 7.
Okay, right. Mm-hmm. So that's why I think, not only that, we had sellout events.
Yeah, I mean,
The two Saffron Walden events, the one in October and one in November, both sold out.
They've never sold out before. It's like, that's the interesting...
They're trying to get extra tables, and they will sell out.
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing. They've never sold out before.
Because
what we found in the past, like, since we've been pushing this, is we've encouraged some people to try this game who sadly have not found it their thing. Hence, why I've got that Albion list. Now, but that's inevitable. You just can't make someone love something the way you love it. But overall, there has been more players. Though some have tried and not found it what they wanted. Example, but more have tried it and stayed with it and are players.
What I was most excited about was like tournament Warhammer Fantasy players were now moving to Warmaster.
Yeah, I mean,
I saw there was some at the Saffron Walden. They'd come from
exactly.
That's what they did.
Yeah, exactly.
In the previous life.
Their interest, and they all have started signing up to other events as like the one in January.
I mean, the 20 player one in November that sold out. They're trying to release space for. There's only 2 from Chancellor going.
Mm. Well, because Nick took one of it.
One of the newer tickets because it had sold out before they could get in.
Yeah, there you go.
Because in the past they hadn't sold out, so you obviously could be a bit more lackadaisical about signing up. Now they're selling out before you even get time to sign up.
Yeah, no, definitely. I mean,
so we need to start looking at maybe bigger venues, which. That takes it to a whole new world.
Whole new world, yeah. The old.
Because then, how do you keep it to a 3-day event, a 3-round event?
Yeah,
when you've got 22 players, 24 players.
There's a lot of people who have won their games and don't win. Yeah, definitely.
Oh, you can get to the stage where you win all 3 events, we win all 3 rounds, and don't even come in the top 3.
Yeah, it's possible.
Yeah, so it will be interesting to see how next year develops with us. Hopefully, we're going to talk a little bit about the Rules Committee. Hopefully, by The beginning of next year, we're going to be almost there with everything apart from one army.
The thing is, we're not, be honest here, we're not expecting, like, oh, we're going to run some, you know, fantastically sized event of War Masters. It would be lovely if such a thing did happen. But it's nice to see, it's nice to see more players, isn't it?
And okay, like, but I don't think it's beyond the realms to have, like, one single, maybe two-day event over five or six rounds. That's like a kind of the national.
The momentum of this is building, isn't there, really? As in terms of, you're right, there is more, there's a lot more interest now in this.
So if you go back 2 years, there certainly wasn't anywhere near that level of interest. Because things have changed in the world.
Yeah.
Warhammer Fantasy is effectively dead.
Yeah.
As sad as that is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Age of Sigmar is just, it makes me want to puke every time I look at it. I'm not interested
in it.
Well,
as we said before, its aesthetic is just all over the place. Yeah. I mean, and it's strange that the GW haven't done what they could do with the game, where they
there's no money in it.
They could have binned all their old stuff after a certain amount of time, and then released quite a few more.
But if you look at the way they've treated 40K,
yeah,
and the way they treated the Age of Sigmar, it's completely different, man.
Yeah.
40K, they've gone nuts. They're spunking out stuff left, right, and centre.
Well, that's the money maker, isn't it?
Yeah. So there's no money in there's no money in Age of Sigmar. I guarantee it.
There's less in Rings, isn't there? Sadly.
Yeah. There's no money in anything but 40K, which is why they put all the time and effort into 40K and box sets of whatever game they're going to throw out.
Yeah. Well, apparently Shadespire is really quite interesting.
I don't know what that one is.
It's the new AOS kind of skirmish game, like, but it plays unlike anything GW have ever done before. Apparently, it's really good. Anyway, fine. Early days. It's only just come out.
Okay. Well, yeah. I mean, that's but
that's not going to be a massive seller in the terms of to GW's like profits, because it's a sub game essentially. Yeah, it's like a new specialist game.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Okay. So, in my dreams,
mm-hmm.
I imagine like a national event.
Yep.
One a year.
Yep.
And then maybe, not this year, maybe 2019, 2020, we have like an international convention. Like a three-day event somewhere in Europe, because that's cheap. Britain's not cheap. Not face facts. You come to the UK, hotels are expensive, travel's expensive, everything's expensive. You could probably jump on Ryanair and be, I don't know, let's say Prime.
Hang on, you think Ryanair flights are flying?
Well, you're assuming when they fly. It's funny. I'll tell you a story about Ryanair. We're going on holiday early next year.
It's been cancelled?
No. So, eight of us going, and the flights are like £3,400. Yeah. And I've been trying for a week, and they won't take the payment.
Because
they won't. Because I've tried browsers, different cards, PayPal, credit cards. They just won't take. So I had to spend an hour on the phone, over the phone, for them to take the booking over the phone, and then they took the money. And you go like, I go, mate, I'm trying to give you £3,500.
That's Ryanair. Why the problem then?
Why what? I don't know.
How weird. Yeah, okay.
So they're getting some money from me, Ryanair. But you can get dirt cheap flights. If it's like not in the holiday season,
yeah,
and you're going to somewhere like Eastern Europe, they're like, you can travel for £20.
Yeah, totally. That's how they run, isn't it? I mean, anyway, we're not talking about that.
We are. Yeah. So 2019, 2020... an event in Europe,
so
like European brothers.
If it was a European event,
but it won't be like a tournament. It'll be like a lower key thing.
Would we run this
weekend? What
would we run this?
No.
No. Okay.
Hopefully, some of our European brothers. I don't want a pistol, but Eastern Europe.
Oh my god!
If you want to do it in Chelmsford, we could do it here. But you don't really want to come to Chelmsford.
Right. No, not even if you live in Chelmsford.
It's just too near London to be cheap.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, well, that's a lovely thing.
Well, they've tried to do it.
The real thing, wouldn't it be, is if we somehow sweet talked GW to let us host it in Warhammer World.
We could do that. I mean, there's no, you're not going to be able to buy anything there, are you? Yeah, that's a sad thing.
It's like, I mean, I don't know.
And you can't bring any non-GW stuff, so that'll piss off the people.
Yeah, I don't know. You might be. I mean, if you said that's how you might sell it to them. You could say, "Dear Mr. GW, if you let us run this event in Warhammer World, and you agree to print on demand War Master stuff, people will buy it."
Print on demand.
How about that? Okay. But the only print on demand sales you'll do will be from attenders to this event on the day. There you go. That would be interesting.
Well, right. I went to, what do they used to call the GP? Pete. Well, the Blood Bowl thing. They used to have a name for it. GT or something. They used to call some Blood Bowl event. And yep. I went to one, the only one I ever went to, 2008. I remember it. Mm. So you go there. There are 250 people playing Blood Bowl.
Yep.
All paying £50 each.
Yep.
For the weekend. And you go to the shop. How much Blood Bowl do you reckon they had in there?
Like a box?
Nothing.
Nothing, yeah.
Nothing. I asked them, so what Blood Bowl you got to sell? Nothing. You can do it on specialised. Mate, you've got 250 yeah. people there. Every one of them will buy like yeah. boxes and boxes of this shit if you actually had it. You've got yeah. none?
That's no. crazy, isn't it?
None. Like, as a retailer, you're off your nut, mate.
Might be
just
worth
print
it,
them. They have, like, fucking tables full of them. Yeah, just yeah. box,
might,
box, box.
Might be worth an, worth an email, I suppose, to One no, Mode as a proposition.
Maybe they've changed. But back then, they really didn't yeah. give a shit. about anything. they were piss-poor retailers.
Yeah.
Right, so, okay, that was a topic. It's just a bit of fun, really.
Well, I mean, you can only, only judge a trend or something on what has happened recently. And I say, like, and recently and locally, events have sold out, which is fantastic. And there's more people in general wanting to play. Because for each of these events, there's people who can't make it for whatever reason or can't because it's sold out. So there is a bigger player base there. It's not like, oh, there's every player that could attend, did attend, and no, sold the event.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. There's only about half of them. Mm. And it's still sold out.
Yeah.
Right, good, good. So, right, we're on to the War Master Rules Committee. Because it's been a little while since we've touched on this.
Yes, okay, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So we'll talk about some of the things that have passed, some yep. of the things that are up for vote,
yep.
some of the things that are in renewal.
It's all here. Mm-hmm.
Right, so, first thing, Valkyries V2. Now,
yeah.
So I wasn't happy with Valkyries V1, but I was equally not that happy that we've already gone back and visited them again.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
anyway.
It's in a list that's still not finalised.
Yeah. They have been changed.
So what is the new so the new rule is that they have a Horn of Resounding.
Yep.
Which is a 15-point
chariot mount. Can be one Horn of Resounding in only a Shaman can ride it. A Shaman with the Horn of Resounding is able to issue commands to Valkyries. So before they were like summoned by a set of circumstances after deaths, casualties, and it was just the most complex set like for bringing.
Well, probably not the most complex because probably that's still the fucking war wagon. But again, a phenomenally overcomplicated set of shenanigans.
Yeah, exactly. So what this revision has done is given you a 120-point unit of Valkyries, which are monsters. They're flying. They've got 3 attacks and no shooting. They have 3 hits with a 5-up armor. So that means on the charge, being monsters, they'd have 5 attacks each. If it was
a lot.
Yes, it would. They are very good flyers.
They are the best flyers by miles.
Are they better than Pegasus Knights?
Yeah,
I suppose.
They don't have to charge.
Yeah, but
Pegasus
only
Knights aren't monsters.
They can only character that can control them is a Shaman who has to have a Horn of Resounding. So it's a kind of another 15-point into their cost, really, isn't there?
135.
Yeah, for your and then you, yeah. So
you only get one unit.
Yeah.
Because one per army.
Yeah.
It's cost you 135. You get one attack, but that's negligible.
Yeah.
And he can only be controlled by the Shaman.
By the Shaman.
That Shaman.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Which is fine. Yeah, it's like, which
so
is,
there's a shit ton of restrictions.
So this is better to me. This is far better than what it was. You know, like this set of rules. But I personally would have just added them as some.
You did.
Well,
your
I tried.
Suggestion.
Yeah, as my suggestion, I tried for that.
Paul tried to make them into harpies. It kind of happened, but people weren't happy about it, so it got amended again. So next one here, Werken upgrade to 40. You can tell we're working on Norse at the moment.
Yeah.
So Werken upgrade. It's +1 attack and terror. It was 60 points. It was way too much.
Yeah.
It's 40 points.
Yeah.
That's what the going rate is.
See, it's these kind of simple changes are when you analyse lists. You know, together, and you're like, hang on a sec, why is that war there for exactly the same?
Yeah.
Don't know. Yeah, but they're simple things to find out and change.
Okay, next one was Spite of Loki.
A Norse spell, which was a 6+ to a 5+.
So have we got the army? Can you click on that?
There? So, oh no, it wouldn't be in that army book, would it?
No, because it's not been done, that's what I'm saying.
So I mean,
if you click it here.
Oh, okay. As I remember the spell, it was very situational, wasn't it? And that's why we wanted to change it.
So I think most of the discussion regarding this took place on the Specialist Games Forum.
Yeah, yeah.
Basically, what happened was it was agreed that what the spell did wasn't enough to be
a
cast
six
on
up.
A 6+.
Plus, it was We relied on other situations.
Yeah, as most of these things have been lost. So that has now moved to a 5-up.
Yeah.
That's quite straightforward. The stuff that we've got, put a couple of new boats up today.
This is interesting. This is because this is a core rule change.
What's this?
Badly hurt monsters.
Okay, so the way that it worked previously is that it was the end of the combat phase.
Yeah.
You then checked. But we have a situation where they can fight over multiple turns.
Yeah.
So we had to put in... That it's either...
No longer engaged in combat.
Or the end of a combat phase.
Yeah. Which makes sense. You know, does make monsters better. It's just, basically, it's clarifying something, isn't it, essentially?
So what it used to say, if a giant has accumulated 4 to 7 hits by the end of a shooting or combat phase, it is deemed to be badly hurt.
Yep.
And what we've said now...
is if it is 4 to 7 hits by the end of the shooting phase or combat phase and is no longer engaged in combat.
It's deemed to be badly hurt. Now, what this allows you to do is to put your monster into a fight... do its 2 rounds of combat, lock it into the fight going forward, and it won't be badly hurt.
Yeah, good idea. Yeah.
But it will still die when it takes the right number of wounds.
Yeah.
Because one of the things that used to happen is you used to sweep all the wounds away and it would be like half its stats, but it would be clean.
Yeah.
So this allows monsters to be a bit more hitty.
Yeah.
And lock longer. In for longer. But they're going to go down still.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's perfect. I mean, it's a rules change that because of how Revolution works compared to original, it's something that's been discovered by, you know, like, oh, hang on a sec, oh, that should be, that doesn't make sense. And the same way with this rules change.
Yeah,
right,
but on
now.
The plus point, I never liked monsters because they were too easy to hurt.
Mm-hmm.
And now and once they're hurt, they were shit. Because at the end of that turn, they were now shit.
And now they get hurt, you know, it's harder to hurt them quicker.
No, you can still hurt them.
Yeah, it's still hurt.
But it's still going to carry on fighting in a full capacity until either that fight's
fighting.
Ended.
Yeah, until they're not fighting.
Or they're dead.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is good, because that's what you want your monster to do. I don't mind it going.
So the
I just want it to do some damage.
So the player with the monsters would encourage them to pursue more... to
advance more, just keep stuck in.
To be aggressive, yeah.
Good.
Also, this change actually affects vampire counts. And it's simply to... because ghouls are alive, they're allowed to use initiative... and they can make a supporting charge of other ghouls.
Yeah.
It makes total common sense when you think about it. It just needed to be in the rules.
Yeah, because you can't have skeletons supporting charge ghouls
because they can't initiative. Yeah. So if you have a unit of ghouls in line and a unit of ghouls behind them in line, the ghouls front unit charges on initiative. The second unit can go in on initiative support.
Yeah. Makes sense.
Makes sense. And we're all about making sense at the War Master Committee.
Okay, right. And we've got a couple of things still in discussion. So we're getting near to Norse and getting near to Beastmen.
Yes, we are.
And Beastmen are losing, as far as I can see, they're going to lose the access to woods.
Yes.
Because they don't need it.
They just don't need it.
It was a hangover.
Yeah.
They've got plenty going on in their list. They don't need this woods. The ambush...
And we say this not just because, oh, we think so. From playtesting of them and other players who playtest them, they say they don't need the woods. Like, it's not anything they factor in when you put 3 woods down for Beastmen.
I mean, they don't even get to... they still get affected by woods, don't they?
Yeah. It's just as negative to them as it is to anybody else.
It's really strange. That is definitely a hangover from some fantasy list.
Yeah.
So we're getting near on those. Wood elves, there's more work being done on them. There's more work being done. The latest thinking, because I'm quite happy to talk it through, is that you can have 3 woods, but you've got to pay for them.
But they're not free.
Well, they're free, but you have to leave a unit at home.
Yeah.
So you bring a free wood, you leave a unit, and your cheapest unit is 60.
Yep.
So you pay 60 points down.
Yeah.
You bring 2 units, you 2 woods, you're bringing 2 units off.
Yep. And but how does that affect your break?
They still count towards your break, I believe.
As in the woods do?
Not the woods. No. You can't kill a wood.
No. So you go to a game with a break point of 10, and you decide, I'm going to exchange that unit for a wood. That unit you've exchanged is not dead. So your breakpoint is still there?
Yeah, I think so. Well, I'm still not 100% sure I like that. But that's why it's not finished.
But, equally, that unit isn't in the game, is it?
Well, you can't kill it, can you?
Well, no, you can't. But
so I think it should reduce the break. But it's still...
okay.
If you
But that would be better than having free woods.
Well, they can't be free. That's the whole point.
Yeah.
They can't... You can't... Because you can't balance the army.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. If they're free, because otherwise you've got to make everything else change price, and then it's not the same cost as anything else.
Yeah.
Suddenly. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and the other thing you might say is community renewal program.
Okay, so over the course of the year, we've lost a few bods.
Yep.
Through one reason and another, mainly because it was quite a commitment. I don't think people realised how much of a commitment it would be.
Mm-hmm.
So we've lost three, and a couple more early on, so that's five.
Mm-hmm.
And we had 13, so we do need some more bodies. We got a couple of people in mind. There were some people that contacted us.
But we can't have them like all from the same country. As in,
no, we don't need any more from the UK.
Yeah. Their spots are taken. Like,
we don't need any more from the UK.
Because we'd end up dominating. Yeah, and then the UK would dominate it.
Yeah, so we've got. So there's some people interested. But if anybody listening to the podcast is a War Master player, so it's not. We don't need people to sit around and theory it because. Mm. There's
plenty of them. Look at you, Barry.
Yeah, like, I do play games. I played three last weekend.
Yeah.
You need people who can play games.
Yeah.
Because you can't play test stuff without playing.
Mm-hmm.
That's part of the rules. Yep. So if you are able to play games and you do want to get involved, you can get in touch with the War Master Rules Committee through the Specialist Game Forum or the War Master Facebook page,
yep.
Or you can email us
and
or whatever.
It's because if you're playing at, say, an event I'm running, and you were desperate to use your Wood Elf army because you've made them, get hold of me and I'll give you a set of rules. Like you can play test for the tournament.
Whatever they would be.
Yeah, exactly.
So if you are interested, now is the time to speak up. Because we're between now and the end of the year, we're going to be trying to renew
mm-hmm.
with the committee, and then next year we'll be looking to get Wood Elves to bed, and then look at some of the more fringe armies like Cathay, Nippon. And that's probably it. I'm not gonna say we're going to be doing those dwarf engineers. I'm not going to say it.
I mean, but once we have those other three done, then the door opens to other possibilities, doesn't it? And the kind of thing I would see was you have some lists that are available, like as in are available but aren't yet finished in terms of like if you wanted to try them out.
I guess. Like playtest lists.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what Cathay and Nippon are going to be.
Yeah, exactly.
Because that's what's going to happen to Cathay and Nippon in 2018.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully. We'll have got Norse and Beastmen to bed by the end of this year.
Yep.
We've still got Wood Elves, Cathay, Nippon.
Yeah.
And then, whatever else people bring to the table or want to look at.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good.
There's just two things I want to mention before we close. So me and Barry have finished our tournament pack for
Arsenal. Right. I don't see it. Pitman Roller.
Yeah, well, it's my name. So I finished Winter Roller 18. The scenarios that we're running with will be pitch battle, meeting engagement, which is our classic one we like, then take and hold and battle for the tower from the War Master Compendium, and we've had to change the victory points, scale it just a little better so everyone is up to 10 basically in every, and then that works for running a tournament, and yeah, that will go out online. I'll put that up on the War Master Facebook group today.
Okay, excellent.
Also, this is interesting because when I played Phil, he lent me the Fanatic magazines I didn't have, and in issue 8 of Fanatic, there was the War Master scenario generator done by Lex Van Roy himself.
Okay. Previously, is the rule of the Rules Committee.
Yeah, which is quite a long article.
He did some good works here.
12 pages long. Of A5. Anyway, what it is you can still use this, of course.
I think this is actually available on Lexical website.
Yeah, exactly. I mean,
I
like,
so
say you were playing someone and you wanted a scenario, but you just wanted to do something, just let the fate of dice decide what it was going to be, then, we'd like some unique rules for the game.
Mm-hmm.
This is what you could do, yeah?
They got intrigue at court for High Elves.
Got loads of stuff.
Oh man, what a ball like that was!
No, I mean, it's too much for. This is all too much for a tournament day because there's too much prep in hand. It'll take you a while amount of time just to get through working out the scenario. But it has everything in it in terms of like objectives, terrain, how to deploy, different deployment methods, major effects of like weather and stuff, and like free units that pop up, like local population. And then there's strategy like rating. You work out your armies, a strategy rating, and what you can do with those strategy points, move scenery around, that kind of stuff. I mean, it's far too much for a tournament because you just people would not, you know, would not read a 12-page document.
That's true. True that.
So, but it's lovely.
And it's Fanatic 8.
This issue 8. When did this come out? Oh my god! Let's look at this date. 2005. Yeah, 2005. Yeah.
Okay, excellent. Mhm. So, well done, Lex.
Yeah. I mean, he got accolades for it in the I didn't have this copy of the magazine, so I'd never looked at it, known it and read it. But it's one to try, I'd try it as an interest as a one off, like against somebody, like yourself, Barry. Like, let's just see what we generate from this scenario here. Sure. But we've gone for these four robust ones. Barry's a big fan of the.
Barry's a big fan of one page.
But Barry's a big fan of the village scenario out of.
Oh, I love that.
You love it.
I love it.
Now,
I think
I'm not saying we need to play it more often to work out how we could hammer it into shape to fit this.
Birdmen for the win.
Just to say, with the two that we've taken and we're using from the compendium, all we've changed is the victory points, just to scale it up to 10. That's all.
So each game is worth a maximum of 10 points.
Yeah. And
that's because we use strength of schedule, which is the cumulative of your opponent's victory points.
And if your opponent runs out of time, the game ends by a clock, the winner gets 10 points.
10. Boom.
Because that's the most they could have gotten.
Yeah.
Unlikely in some of them, definitely. But it's cool. I mean, it's. I think it's pretty good.
Okay. Well, I'm certainly good. So certainly wasn't there a few years ago and is now. Any resource is good.
So I'll post this up. I'll post a version of it up with a whole bunch of how do you randomly generate scenery if you wanted to do that? Because obviously
it's got the scouting rules.
It's all in there. That's a product that's then to take it available to anybody else. And here, more information is better. But for our events, the tables will be set to a tournament standard, which we mention in this pack, which so there's no need for that in our tournament pack because they're not going to be created.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Excellent, sir. So Blackgate Miniatures, we've got a little bit of time to talk about them. We're in half term, so half term's obviously a bit awkward with three kids. Mm-hmm. I can do a little bit of stuff, but not a lot. Production is moving along, and I have had word from Robbie that he is beginning work again on my stuff.
Aha!
I don't know how long that's going to take, so I don't want to hold. Mm-hmm. I don't want to say that it's going to happen tomorrow. Mm-hmm. But hopefully, we might start getting some bits of pictures of the new stuff. Maybe even the Greenlings. Maybe even Paul.
In Greenlings, we trust.
Paul and Rid Greenling.
I love Greenlings.
They're going to be in there. Yeah. And obviously, some of the other stuff. Like, okay, I've got to admit, I'm a little bit concerned about the Junglover.
Yep.
In that the Mammoth already takes up quite a lot of real estate on the base. And somebody said on the Specialist Game Forum, whatever you do, make sure it fits on a 40x20mm base. I'm not sure I can. It's going to look like shit if I try and get it, because the artillery piece on the back of the Mammoth is going to have to be either tiny or kind of like on its back or something.
Or you could do it that the Mammoth is just a showpiece, that you take. Like it doesn't mean anything in the game. You just remove it.
Like a, what do they, what the, like a Jeep in Flames of War.
Yeah. Yeah, or like the Grand Theodist mount, which has the, is such a huge model for a chariot upgrade in the Empire list.
Oh, that's the one that comes on two bases.
Yeah, it's got
to
come on two bases because that takes up one. So there's precedent before.
So this is the mount. Where's the other bit?
The horses. Yeah.
Yeah, because literally, if you want to model something, and it's big, then the base, there's just not enough real estate on the base.
Yeah, yeah,
it
but that doesn't matter. That's fine. I mean, this worked because it's a character model. So, or you just, you're just measuring
from him, on the point.
From the man, the Grand Theodist character. So what we're looking at here is the classic Empire model, but he's huge.
And that's just a hero,
If you wanted a wizard. If you wanted a circular base, it's going to come out as much that way
way. Humongous would be like a 40mm base or something.
It's like, so you could just have it, so here's your junk lobber. The artillery piece, and that's just the Mammoth drawing it, and that doesn't mean anything in the game. You just take it away.
It's just
an
extra base.
Yeah,
I think that's really
nice.
I think that's really where it's going to have to go because the Mammoth takes up most of the real estate of a base.
Just do it that way.
And
to
have a second
base.
There you go. That's going to have to be it because you want it to look good.
Yeah.
In the same way that Nick had to mount his school chuckers on a bigger base.
Yeah, yeah.
Now that's worse because that actually doesn't even fit in the game because they're too wide.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. So when he gets charged with too much stuff.
Yeah,
he's too wide.
So just a negative to him. But I mean, thankfully with artillery pieces, it's like because they. I mean, it depends on how he builds up a game. They're probably dead anyway, aren't they?
Well, if they get charged.
They don't have a hell blaster or a flame cannon.
They have the school, the bolt shooters, bolt throwers. Not bad. So hopefully we're going to get some good news from Robbie.
Yep.
It's half term though, so production's moving on, but slowly. I'll do some packing with the kids. They're good for that. They've got nimble fingers.
Nimble little fingers.
It's true.
Whip.
My big carrot hands, and they've got nimble little fingers. So
just get in there.
So I give them little pots with.
They
the
can't get it wrong.
Yeah, they can't get it wrong. And I buy them lunch for it, so it's not like complete slave labor.
So that's rights.
The final comment on Blackgate, it's like, I'm a little bit scared now.
Why?
Because it's November nearly.
Yeah.
And I know I've got to do the production and I've got to do the packing. And then we're in potentially in mid-December and it's like, I can't post stuff out in mid-December. Shit's going to go wrong. They tell you never to get involved in anything in December.
I suppose, but what you're going to
local stuff.
You're going to be snookered. Well, you got to send people their stuff.
Yeah, well, I'll offer it to them. I'll say, well, what can I do?
Yeah,
I'll offer you when as soon as it's ready. I'll offer to post it, or we can hold until.
Yeah, but till when? That's just saying
beginning of January.
That's just
isn't
saying
it?
Like Royal Mail is rubbish. You don't
they
trust
are.
Them.
It's pretty renowned. They're total shit in December because the reason being, if you don't know, it's probably the same in many countries around the world.
Is that no, ours is probably worse. Isn't
it's no longer.
I doubt you have this problem in Germany.
It's not. Yeah, you're probably like, right. It's not owned by the government anymore, and they get loads of temps in December. Like, basically, just
hired
shaved chimps who don't give a fuck. They just dump the stuff and go home to the pub, and then they're all fired in January anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
So, like, the quality of service, which is shit anyway, becomes ridiculously shit in December.
Yeah.
So, hooray! Because we weren't supposed to be delivering this.
So,
late,
give
obviously.
Us a sneaky peek then. So, what race would you do next?
Oh, no idea. Can't discuss such things.
Can't discuss such things.
No, the things. I've got to get one stage at a time. Next year.
Of course, you could discuss it. You could
January
you could,
next year.
You could say something.
What is this? Like news night? Paxman. I say nothing. I plead the fifth. There's obviously something in mind, but next year. Right, so that was War Master Podcast episode 76. 76. You can get us at the Facebook page or warmaster.podcast@googlemail.com.
Yep.
Paul's got stuff to do.
I've got stuff to do.
Hannah's due back any time with baby Hazel.
Yep. Which is perfect timing.
Super dad duties.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You're not going to have baby piano or whatever this afternoon.
Baby sensory.
Sensory massage.
Oh,
baby
God.
Yoga. Yoga's the one. Baby yoga. Because you just manipulate the kid for the yoga. Sensory. Like, pay me money. I'm stealing a living.
Yeah, bad.
Anyway, so that's that was Paul Russell Podcast. Have a nice week.
Would you like to know more?